T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
All right, before we get to Jimmy, 92.3 The Fan is looking for a winner. Be the ninth caller right now at 216-474-0092 to win a pair of tickets to see Foo Fighters with Queens of the Stone Age August 10th at Huntington Bank Field. Tickets are on sale today, right now, at Ticketmaster.com. It's all from Live Nation and 92.3 The Fan. Caller number 9.
All right, whether it's the Browns, the Buckeyes, the Guardians, the Cavs, this man has the pulse of the town, and I love reading his stuff. From Cleveland.com, he is Jimmy Watkins, and of course, he is on the Fan Hotline. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. It must have been caller number 8.
You were.
Congrats on the tickets.
Oh, caller 7. Sorry,
yeah,
dude.
Now
caller
your punishment
7.
Is you got to talk with us for the next 20 minutes.
So close. Wasn't he close? Isn't that the worst feeling? You try to win tickets, and you're like, they're taking caller number 8. Oh, I'm caller number 7.
Never won any of them.
I was caller number whatever it wasn't. I was great at that. Jimmy, how are you doing, man? What's going on?
Doing great, guys. I'm actually coming to you live from Toronto. I'm going to game 6 of the World Series tonight.
Oh,
so
that's
doing great.
Back to back.
My bye week.
Well, that's the way to do your bye. So what's the focus there? Are you front office or all the former Guardians? What's your game plan while you're there?
My focus is I was born in Santa Monica, California, and I want to see the home team get a W.
Fair enough.
It's as good of a reason as any. Enjoy Toronto. That's outstanding.
I think Santa Monica is a suburb of Toronto. It's right next to Mississauga, I'm pretty sure, unless I'm crazy.
My Canadian geography, as my host will tell you, not up to par.
You'll be okay. Go to St. Catharines. You'll be fine.
All right, so let's start with the Browns side of things. You put a piece out on Cleveland.com basically saying how, and I'm summarizing, that it's not ideal that Andrew Berry is not speaking to the media this week. We feel somewhat the same way, but the only pushback that I would have is, okay, so if he did speak, what good would come of it, Jimmy?
That's a fair question, and I want to frame these discussions as Andrew Berry doesn't owe the media anything, right? Like, this is not me pounding the table for, I need to get my reporter in your face. That's not what it's about. These press conferences are reporters' opportunities to serve as conduits to the fan base, right? This is Andrew Berry's opportunity to face some music for the roster management, the roster mismanagement that we've seen in the last 2 years. Basically, you help make this mess. Why not help explain it a little bit, right? And you're right to say, what will come of it? Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have for 5+ years now been putting on a masterclass into how to not answer a question, but at least they get heard. At least the concerns get heard. At least fans get to see their weekly Sunday frustrations addressed in a public forum. And there's an air of accountability to that is missing when you don't have that.
What would you ask him right now? I mean, I want to go back to the Flacco trade. Like, we have no answers on that other than Well, you know, we got a draft pick for it. If he came out and said, you know what, we knew Joe wasn't going to start for the, I don't know, this would be complete honesty, so, but if we knew Joe wasn't going to start for the rest of the year, we know where he is in his career, and we wanted to give him the opportunity to start, even if it was for limited games, I'd be like, at least that's an answer. And like, maybe they did him right. What else would you ask him?
It's the quarterback management in totality, right? It's the Flacco trade. It's bringing in Flacco and Kenny Pickett, having the four-way quarterback competition. Now, I know Kenny Pickett wasn't taking up a ton of reps in camp because he hurt his hamstring. But you had a plan for four quarterbacks. Two of them are gone, presumably because, like, sure, mostly because you got draft picks for guys that you weren't going to use in the near or long-term future. That's great. But mostly because if you're trading those guys, that signals to me some level of confidence that Dylan Gabriel and or Shedeur Sanders are ready to do more than hold a clipboard, right? And we've seen with Dylan Gabriel so far, obviously there are other questions to ask Andrew Berry about the construction of the wide receiver room, which is the worst in the NFL, by my estimation. And why didn't you spend at least one draft pick on the offensive line room when most of it is over 30 and most of it doesn't have guaranteed money or a contract on the books past this season? Those are separate questions. But Dylan Gabriel, you by trading Kenny Pickett in the first place, you're signaling confidence that Dylan Gabriel, if need be, can start football games for you in the event that Joe Flacco gets hurt or plays poorly enough over the first 4 weeks, which is what happened, where you feel like you need to make a change. We haven't seen that bear out. And then Shedeur Sanders, when you trade Joe Flacco, you're signaling sort of the same thing. Like, okay, we think Dylan's ready to maybe put a spark in the offense. And if something happens to Dylan, your backup's only one step away, we think Shedeur can, you know, be our break glass in case of emergency guy. For 4 weeks now, the offense has been listless. I don't know, maybe that's a little harsh criticism of the Minnesota game. 3 weeks at least, the offense has been listless. The pass game has been below pro level. And they're not even really thinking about it. Kevin Stankiewicz says before the bye, yeah, Dylan will be the starter after the bye. I just don't see how you can say that with such confidence. And I don't know how you can trade these two veteran starting quarterbacks with such confidence when clearly the rookies don't seem to be ready. Like, doesn't it feel like now would be the time to insert a Kenny Pickett or a Joe Flacco-type presence into the offense? Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I've screamed since March that the goal of this season is to figure out if the quarterback of the future is either on this roster or in the draft, and it was to coincide with the second plan, which was have a plan and follow the plan. And you're 100% right, because it felt like they had a plan, and then the plan got flushed. And I don't know at what point the plan got flushed.
Sorry, that's the other thing, though. Like, that's the other purpose of an addressing of the media, right? Outline the plan for us. Maybe there's something we're missing here. You know, he's the guy that holds all the cards. This is, like, we asked Kevin Stefanski about something that's a little bit too big picture. He'll say, well, yeah, I'll let Andrew Berry speak on that. He's not speaking. So when they've done this for years. Kevin and Andrew have both done this for years, where they've played coy at the microphone. They've kept every injury report close to the chest like a trade secret. And when you're winning, fine. Maybe, you know, whatever minuscule advantage you derive from keeping injuries secret and trying to keep your game plans, answers about your game plan as vanilla as possible. Maybe, I doubt it, but maybe there's some small advantage in there that you can exploit. And if you're winning, fine. When you're losing and you don't answer the questions, it looks like you don't have the answers.
Do you think Berry and Stefanski are around for the draft?
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At the end of the season, do you think they're safe?
They're certainly operating like a pair of leaders who are, right? Here's what I think about that. I think their actions are telling us they feel like they have a gap year here. But the Haslams are going to tell us over the next 2 months who is at fault for the Deshaun Watson trade. And by that I mean, if this season continues as ugly as it looks like it's going to be, and I have no reason to believe that it's going to change meaningfully anytime soon, and the coach and the GM stay, that to me is an admission from ownership that they meddled a little bit, at least a little bit, in the Watson trade. Now they took accountability for it a little bit. Jimmy said it at the owners meetings, but actions speak louder than words, right? If you keep the coach and the GM around, you're admitting, which by the way, you're admitting to the fact that the Deshaun Watson trade is the cause of most of your problems. I think that's true. And that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski were not the main causes of the Deshaun Watson trade. Anything other than that, I think you're seeing something where Andrew had some say in it, Kevin had some say in it. This wasn't just ownership forcing a quarterback onto them, because if that was a group decision and it failed, then you can't just put it on the owner. Everyone has to wear that in conjunction with what we're seeing this year and last year. It's just not good enough.
Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com. You could also hear him on the Wine and Gold Talk podcast as well through Cleveland.com, joining us on the hotline. I'll throw you the hypothetical that Charles Robinson tossed out. Myles Garrett to Philadelphia for 3 first-round picks. Would you do it?
No, I don't think. I think Philly's, you have to weigh what Philly's first-round picks look like, right? I wrote about this when the Packers came to town. Look at like the Micah Parsons deal. Now, the Cowboys' offense is much, much, much better than the Browns. But are the Cowboys going to get their money's worth for Micah Parsons? Obviously, they only got 2 firsts for him. But the Packers look like they're going to be really good for a long time. So those first-round picks are going to be later first-round picks, and they don't count the same. 3 firsts sounds tasty in a vacuum, but it's a little bit different when you know Philly is going to be picking 25th or later every season. And the other thing about the Miles deal is just that the dead cap hit that would come with it, it cripples your roster building even further. Even though we know the Browns are going to be a very young team for the next couple of years and likely won't be a free agent destination, frankly, for a little bit here, I just don't think you can hamstring your roster flexibility like that. But there's still the value of guys. Fans want to watch their favorite player play every week. That, like, to be, particularly if we're talking about this trade deadline, I know we've been saying this since the offseason, it's a tired talking point, but I really think it's true. To be the organization that traded for Deshaun Watson and traded away Myles Garrett, I just don't know that you survived that.
All right. What are we looking for then for the rest of the season? Because I'm like trying to figure out everything we're doing here. And you get towards a trade deadline on Tuesday. Are you expecting them to make moves on Tuesday? And like you said, you will find out some of the faults of the Deshaun Watson trade. But it's like, are you making moves on Tuesday outside even Miles?
In your voice is so perfect. I think that encapsulates the way a lot of people feel. I think anything that isn't tied down, like at this point, we know where the season is going. I think anything that isn't tied down can go for the right price. That's how I would be looking at it. I think that's when you're looking at the Browns trade deadline menu, I think you're looking at guys who don't have contracts beyond this year that could be of use to other teams. Those are guys like, just pick an offensive lineman like Wyatt Teller and Jack Conklin and Joel Bitonio. I'm trading Joel Bitonio seems unlikely, but those kinds of players, David Njoku, Jerome Ford, if anyone else can find use for Jerome Ford, Alex Wright, those kinds of players on the last year of their contract who are playing well, in Joker's case, have young players playing behind them, same with Ford, that you want to get longer looks at. I think that's any piece that you can get for the future for guys that are not going to be around for the future, that just makes logical sense to me.
Jimmy Wack is joining us. Cleveland.com is where you can read him. You can also hear him on the Wine and Gold Talk podcast, and we're going to head to the Cavs for a little bit here. Jimmy as well. Are you worried about the rebounding woes of the Cavaliers to this point in the young season?
As worried as I've ever been. They've never been that good of a rebounding team. I know last year they were, I think by total rebounds, they were a top 10 rebounding team. Defensive rebounding, they were bottom half of the league again. Evan Mobley and Jared Allen and DeAndre Hunter as a front line. Oh, DeAndre Hunter, we need more time. He's actually having a career rebounding year to start the season. But Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, we've got a pretty large sample size at this point that says that is not an elite rebounding tandem. Now, there's some noise in those numbers because they both guard on the perimeter and they both contest a lot of the shots at the rim, which when you're, you know, bodied up against a guy who's who's throwing their shoulder into you, makes it a little harder to get the rebound. But in theory, that's why there's two of them, right? So I don't know if it's as much of a – it's not my biggest concern, but I know that's a huge talking point after a Celtics game where, you know, guys that like Josh Minhas and Kata are out-rebounding Allen and Mobley, you know, guys who are trying to make a name for themselves against a couple of all-stars. That has people scratching their heads. I will say this, just as a – I think the main thing that people take away from Jared Allen's inconsistent motor is that you get paid $30 million a year and you should just find the energy when it's your job to have energy. But, like, we all know – I think we all understand, play basketball, like, big men are – as much as people want to say that Jared Allen is, like, a barometer – the Cavs go as he goes. I think he goes as the Cavs go, right? And I think big men need the ball to get energy. Like the Detroit Pistons back in the day, always the early 2000s Pistons would give Ben Wallace touches early in the game, knowing those possessions were likely doomed, but also knowing that their four-time defensive player of the year needs a carrot to chase, needs something to incentivize him to play like a maniac. And I think there's some of that with Jared Allen sometimes too.
I don't want to run out of time here, too, because I love the fact that you, when you hop in on the Ohio State stuff, and one of your stories out there right now is why did Penn State fire James Franklin? He couldn't walk in Ryan Day's shoes. And so, you know, it's interesting to start to hear some of the things that are unraveling from last year, especially about Ryan Day and right after the Michigan game where he and his wife seriously contemplated saying, is this worth it, what we're doing? What kind of pressure do you think Day has now down the stretch this year as they head towards the Michigan game and then thinking about what happened to James Franklin in the middle of the year? Like we were talking about, we were talking about this yesterday. As a matter of fact, like, man, where does Ryan Day stand if they can't beat Michigan this year?
It's a fascinating question. I'm a proponent of the Brian Windhorst philosophy that winning a championship means you never have to say you're sorry. And it should earn you a little grace, even from your biggest flaws, right? Again, Ohio State will be a multi-touchdown favorite against Michigan this year. If they lose, it will be very disappointing, and there will be a ton of fair questions. Like, frankly, I think the way on one hand, I think the way they're managing Julian Sain by not putting too much on his plate is smart development, freshman quarterback. On the other hand, I think conservative play calling has been one of the fatal flaws of this four-game Michigan losing streak, and I think to reach whatever fifth gear you're going to need to win a national championship, I think you need to show us fifth gear before you get there, right? So those are two conflicting ideas, I think. But I think Brian's earned some leeway here. I think they're going to win. And that'll help. The next big frontier of that rivalry is what Michigan's got going on with this freshman quarterback, Bryce Underwood. I mean, the Michigan has just, for the first time since like Donovan Peoples-Jones, landed top 100 receiver recruits in back-to-back seasons. They have something brewing there on the recruiting trail. I don't know if it's this year, but I think in the years to come, there will come a point where the Michigan problem and the national championship picture collide, and that's where I think Ryan Day can be in trouble. But for now, the guy just won a national championship, and his team this year looks better than last year. So
yeah, they do.
I'm not turning up the heat on that.
We'll wait till Michigan week. We'll wait till Thanksgiving before that heat starts getting dirt up again. Hey, Jimmy, have a great trip to Toronto. Have some poutine while you're there. Not exactly a California delicacy, but they love it in Toronto.
So. Enjoy the game up there. Have a blast.
Yeah, man.
That environment's going to be outstanding.
Yeah, I'm a bag of nerds, boys, but I appreciate you.
Goodbye, Jimmy. We'll talk to you later.
See you, dude.
Thanks, Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com. Make sure you're reading him every day in Cleveland.com. And, of course, the Plain Dealer. Everyone's in Toronto. Why aren't we there? Everyone we talked to now is
live from Toronto.
We go back to back. We have Anthony Castrovitz is there. Jimmy Watkins is there. I'll be there on TV. At least I'll be watching on TV, right? You too?
You'll be there from your couch.
That's true.
In spirit,
I'll be there.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.